Hi, friends. I hope that spring is coming wherever you live. It is definitely coming around me. Right now, I'm sitting in my office at work, looking out the window and noticing that the trees outside my window have buds on them. And that is really great news. I love this time of year for that reason. I wanted to bring you a thought today about Ephesians 5:2. Going back again to my favorite verse, my life verse, I started these audios with this verse several weeks ago, and I'll mention it again. Ephesians 5:2 says, "Walk in love as Christ also loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor." I did talk about parts of this verse, but the word sacrifice is what I'd like to talk about today. We do not live in the Old Testament, and of course, we do not do what they did and bring animal sacrifices to the Lord that symbolized what would happen when Jesus came and died on the cross for us. So what does sacrifice look like to a first world Christian woman in the 21st century? Sacrifice is different for each of us, but a sacrifice is something I think we would agree that is difficult to give up, that means something, that is not easy to let go of, that cost us something. Now, I will tell you as a testimony in my own life, I am naturally a teacher and use my words a lot. My family can testify to this. I am teaching and talking a lot, giving my opinion a lot. Teachers get paid to give their opinions, right? Anyways, but when I shouldn't give my opinion, and there are many situations and times when it is not best to say what you think at that time or ever concerning different situations. It would just be best to not say something. That, for a person that thinks a lot and wants to give their opinion and is a vocal person, that is a sacrifice. And I know that might sound funny, but it is. It is a sacrifice to hold something in that you feel very important to be said, or hold it until later. That is why I love the story of Esther in the Bible more than any other part of this story. The thing I admire most about Queen Esther is that after she fasted and prayed for 3 days and was going to come before the king, putting her life on the line, to beg for the lives of her people so that they would not get killed. That was so important. Of course, that was all that was on her mind. That was the entire reason she came before the king and possibly would have died if he did not put his scepter out and receive her. But she did that, and when he asked her what her request was, she said, "Would you come to a banquet?" Wow. She did not have to say right away, right then, exactly what was on her mind. Because you know exactly what was on her mind. She was going to beg for her life and the life of the Jews. But she asked for time for him to come to a banquet, and he did. And at that banquet, and he asked her again what she wanted, she said, "Would you come to another banquet tomorrow?" Isn't that amazing that she had such great timing? Even though she was so passionate about her life and death request, she had the wisdom of God on her life to wait and to ask in the right way. She never accused or condemns the king in the way that she asked. She praised him and asked him to help her with a problem. She was an amazing communicator. And I see that as a sacrifice on her part. Of course, she wanted to just come in and pour out all of her heart the moment he asked. He said he would give her up to half the kingdom. She had her opportunity. But instead, she waited for a better time. This week, If you are like me and words just come tumbling out at the moment you think them, or everything is an emergency, it needs to happen right now, or right when you want to talk about it, as soon as your husband comes in the door, or right when he wakes up in the morning, or last thing before bed, as long as it's on your mind, we've got to talk now. A sacrifice to me, that's a sweet smelling savor to the Lord, according to Ephesians 5, is to keep my words inside until I've prayed about it, it's the right time, and I can ask my request and give my opinion in a godly, edifying way. Just a thought for this week, ladies. Let's walk in love, loving God and loving others. Have a great week.